You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Bragg apparently is thinking about charging Trump under a felony version of the business records law. The whole thing doesn't make any sense at all.
Why would a Wookiee, an 8-foot-tall Wookiee, want to live on Endor with a bunch of 2-foot-tall Ewoks? Does that make sense? Ladies and gentlemen, I am not making any sense. None of this makes sense.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The situation is stabilizing.
Is she serious?
And the U.S. banking system remains sound.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Understand that you're in the front row, and you feel comfortable, and you get questions on the
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
And what has just occurred this last 10, 15 minutes is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. So we're either going to continue the briefing, or we can just end the briefing right here.
I'm not mad. Just disappointed.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 203 says, if the state of New York wants to behave like a banana republic, I will not be visiting or spending any of my money there. Boycott New York. You know what? I hear the same thing wherever I walk in South Florida now. People are voting with their feet. They're just, they're going back later and later every year, too, the people who are still even remaining even for a few months in New York. Maybe they're saying they still have a place in the Hamptons, but people are like clearing out of Manhattan. And that's where Alvin Bragg is the district attorney. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So it looks like they're really going after Trump in the Murdoch publications. As you know, Rupert has sort of declared war on Trump, or said they're not allowing him to go on Fox very often. And I just looked at the New York Post, and Piers Morgan, he's one of their Piers Morgan, as they call him in the private eye. He used to be on CNN. You may remember him. He replaced Larry King. Now he works for Rupert Murdoch over in Britain. He works for Sky or one of those. I don't even know. It's not Sky. It's one of the offshoots of Sky TV. He's paid a ton of money, but he just got a big interview with Ron DeSantis at the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. Ron DeSantis opens fire on Trump's character, chaotic leadership style. The story just broke a couple of minutes ago. Actually, let's see what the headline is on the New York Post. Ron takes on Don. There it is. Okay. So it's really starting now. It's really starting. 844-500. We'll try to get some sound cuts if they have any sound cuts, or I'll have the story printed out. I can win presidency. DeSantis tells Piers Morgan how he can beat Biden. And again, Piers Morgan is a wholly owned subsidiary of Rupert Murdoch Enterprises, News Corp, whatever you want to call it. And yes, I did used to work for many years for Rupert Murdoch myself. I'm not saying that with bitterness. I'm just pointing out the reality of it, and that they hate Trump. Today in the Wall Street Journal, by the way, they have notable and quotable every day on the op-ed page. And today's was just the quote from DeSantis about Trump, which of course was about the takeaway. It wasn't in boldface or in a pullout, but it might as well have been. Well, I don't know much about making hush money payments to a porn star. Again, politics ain't beanbag, but I can understand why Trump would be angry about that. I mean, I would turn the other cheek myself. I would think I would turn the other cheek, but who knows what I would do if I was in that situation. 844-500-4242. Let's go to the chump line.
The Biden administration will release all documents related to the origins of coronavirus, except those which would reveal sources and methods. Dr. Fauci immediately changed his pronouns to source and method.
That's so true. Does anyone think we're going to get anything out of that? The very fact that it was a unanimous vote in both houses of Congress, that was probably the first giveaway. And the fact that that Joe Biden is going along with it is the second giveaway that there's nothing there, or there's going to be nothing there. There's plenty there, but nothing that we're going to see. It's going to be like the JFK assassination files.
Come on, man. Persian culture is amazing. Well, I'm a student of Persian culture. I remember when I went to the Persian golf course, I hit a hole in one. Lion Woods can't even do that. Not a joke.
Again, in the old days, the Persians worshipped fire. There's a member of the Biden family who worships fire. He carries a lighter with him everywhere he goes, and a pipe. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Jace Medical. The FDA has declared an extreme shortage of antibiotics. That's why I have the Jace case. I'm holding it in my hand right now. J-A-S-E, Jace case. It's a pack of five different antibiotics prescribed by a board-certified physician and delivered to your home. Go to jacemedical.com, J-A-S-E-medical.com, and use offer code Howie to receive $10 off your order.
Who can it be knocking at my door? The Keebler Elf with a shot he'll pay me for.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess Hillary Clinton and Chelsea went to that play, Some Like It Hot. They both said it stunk.
There's apparently a serial pooper on the loose who's managed to elude the sleuths of District Attorney Alvin Bragg, and he struck again last night, the mystery pooper, and in front of Hillary and Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. Janet Yellen says everything's under control. Yep, that's good enough for me. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I was thinking about that tonight, this morning, as I was, getting all of my banking material in order, trying to switch around accounts and having to answer questions and show my driver's license and my passports, just what I wanted to do on a Tuesday. And I kept thinking to myself, if Donald Trump were president, would I have to be doing this? And the answer came back a resounding no.
Alvin, the chipmunk Bragg, New Yorkers no longer have to worry about inflation when buying fruit at the grocery store, since they live in a banana republic.
You know, I was thinking about Alvin and the chipmunks, too. But Alvin Bragg is a lot bigger than a chipmunk. He's bigger than about a 500 chipmunks, it looks like.
Hey, Howie, I got a question for you. If a whole bunch of residents from Palestine, Ohio, were to go to New York City to protest arresting Donald Trump peacefully, what do you think the chances are that you'd hear about it on the news or see it on the front page of any newspaper? Just asking.
Where? East Palestine, Ohio? Where's that? Was that ever in the news? We're giving that a good leaving alone, kind of like Hunter Biden's laptop or the Twitter files showing that the government was trying to suppress true stories about people having adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The best argument I can think of for Donald Trump not getting involved with the porn star is that he's a germaphobe and he wouldn't have wanted to catch something.
I like the fact that he calls her horse-faced. You know, it's—I don't know. It's just amazing when you think about what all these people—Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, all the guys in New York City, whether it was Carlos Danger, Anthony, also known as Anthony Weiner, or the former governor Elliot Spitzer with his high class hookers, or the attorney general of the state who talked about his brown slaves, or David Patterson, the governor after Spitzer, with his girlfriends. All these people in New York had so many more problems with women than Donald Trump did. And look who's going down on a criminal rap, as fabricated as it is.
President Biden has decided not to release the most incriminating information in the interest of national security. And for once, he's right. If the truth came out, we'd be rid of this buffoon and the nation would be more secure.
Well, you know who would take over? Do you still want to stick by that statement that the nation would be more secure with Kamala Harris at the helm?
Oh no, Trump got away again. So-called witch hunt. That's just deplorable.
This is a witch hunt. I mean, there's no question about it. We were there a couple weeks ago with Caroline Leavitt, and that's the word he used, witch hunt. And that's the word he uses in his Truth Socials. And it's not an exaggeration.
Say, Ed, did you see that First Republic Bank stock continues to tank?
You are correct, sir.
It may be a photo finish with Entercom stock.
Actually, today, First Republic, I don't own any stock. I just have money in the bank. Less and less. They actually went up today. As for Entercom, well, do I have some Bing Crosby or some Rudy Valley ready to go for Entercom today? Okay, we'll have it later. Okay, Taylor tells me we'll have it later on. But it's Rudy Valley. So he had a big Depression-era song. A lot of people had that song. I think, you know, the first word in the title is brother.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's the second Chump Line of the day where we put the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. You can get Chop Chumps every weeknight evening around 7 p.m. Eastern, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Jace Medical. The FDA has declared an extreme shortage of antibiotics. That's why I have this Jace case. You see it right in front of me on social media. It's a pack of 5 different antibiotics prescribed by a board-certified physician and delivered straight to your home. Go to Jace Medical. That's J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com, and use offer code Howie to receive $10 off your order. It's a great thing to have. It'll give you a peace of mind. I'm Howie Carr.
David, the district attorney, Alvin, the chipmunk brag. New Yorkers no longer have to worry about inflation when buying fruit at the grocery store, since they live in a banana republic.
Joe is so old, he doesn't buy green bananas anymore either. That's a joke almost as old as Joe Biden, but it seemed appropriate for the occasion. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarShow.com. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down a toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
Want to make a big impact without breaking the bank? Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds or low-latency gaming headphones, Raycon's got you covered with premium audio at the perfect price point. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is 20 years later, was the invasion of Iraq by the U.S. a mistake? I didn't think so then, but yes, it was a mistake. Yes, I thought so then, and I think so now. Or no, it was the right thing to do.
I didn't think so then, but I think so now.
60% say, I didn't think so then, but I think so now. 24% say, I thought so then and think so now. And 17% say it was the right thing to do.
All right. 844-500-4242. Brandon announced the name of two national monuments he's establishing. Are these the sea monuments, Taylor? Is that what they are?
There's only one I was aware of, but
yes. Okay. I thought there were two. Okay. So this is another. They announce monuments. That means they mean you can't fish them. You can't drill on them. It's another green handout that's bad for the economy, bad for fishermen, bad for Americans in general. And Biden can't even pronounce the name. Cut 14.
I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to establish the, and I want you to know it's a big deal, the Havanequa May. I'm having trouble. Thank you. I got it.
How pitiful is this? 15. Cut 15.
And today we're releasing the first ever United States Ocean Climate Action Plan to harness tremendous power of the ocean to help in our fight against the climate crisis. We know. We know, and you well know, we can reduce emissions by building offshore wind farms, better protect our coastal and fishing communities from worsening storms, changing fisheries, and other impacts on climate change.
Climate crisis? How about the Biden crisis? Why don't you ask the fishermen how they feel about his attempts to save fisheries? How's that working out for anyone who pulls fish or crustaceans out of the sea off of New England or anywhere else for that matter?
Ask the dead whales how they like those wind farms.
That's a very good point too. Dead whales up and down the East Coast from North Carolina all the way to New England. Dead whales in unprecedented numbers as the more of these wind farms that they build, so-called wind farms. 844-500-4242. But, you know, the thing is, Taylor, you have to remember, they build those turbines in China. So those are the people that are paying off the Bidens. And that's who we have to protect. Forget the fishermen. Forget the whales. Forget the lobstermen. It's all about the Chinese and the adherents of the religion of the climate cult. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural of Barack and me. A poem, one today, says, "And always one moon like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every of every country. Let me start this over again.
I'm getting so intimidated by you being here. And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county, all of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together.
If anyone ever wants to read any of my stuff, don't bother. You know, if that's the best they can, someone can. I have no idea what he was talking about. Other than he was getting country and county confused. I'm still not sure which is the right one. But Taylor, what was that all about?
That was this afternoon's ceremony. He's giving out arts and entertainment awards. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh God!
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh my God!
Gladys Knight.
Democrats, in other words.
Gladys Knight as well.
What was Gladys Knight doing with those posers?
I don't know. Receiving an award.
Well, but whose poem was that? Whose verse was that?
I think that
was doggerel.
I may be mistaken, but I think that was Walter Isaacson.
Walter, I have no idea who he is.
An author, poet. Former, he may change careers after that.
He was the greatest poet in the county or country or county parish. 844-500-4242 844-500-4242 781 says.
By the way, I want to warn you. There are two types. The medals are beautiful. The ribbons are hung on. One doesn't separate. So any woman who I'm giving the one medal to, please don't get angry with me if I mess up your hair.
He's going to put the ribbon in her hair? What? Yikes. Keep your arms out, Mr. President. It'll make it harder for him to throw the net over you. Ugh. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I just tweeted out this Piers Morgan interview with Ron DeSantis, and Trump's going to go crazy when he reads this. And again, it's the fact, it's not just the fact that DeSantis is saying all this stuff about him, which is going to irritate him enough, but the fact that it's coming out from Rupert Murdoch. And the interview is going to be run on Fox Nation on Thursday. But I would assume that they're probably already running sound cuts on Fox tonight, or they soon will be. But anyway, I should probably I'm going to take some calls, but I'm going to start going over this thing. And again, I just tweeted it out. So if you go to @HowieCarrShow, you can check it out. Ron DeSantis opens fire on Trump's character, chaotic leadership style. And this was just a couple of hours after he said those things about the he took a shot at Bragg, obviously, but then he said I'm not familiar with hush money payments to porn stars. And this is what he said about that. We met, says Piers Morgan, just 2 hours after he poked a disapproving moral stick at Trump over his Stormy Daniels legal scandal. When I asked if he meant to be as censorious as he sounded when talking about Trump allegedly paying off a porn star, he said porn stars. It's one porn star, Piers. You know, I know you're from Fleet Street, but there's no need to exaggerate it. He doubled down and replied, well, there's a lot of speculation about what the underlying conduct is. That is purported to be it, and the reality is that's just outside my wheelhouse. I mean, it's just not something that I can speak to. The message was clear. This is, again, Piers Morgan writing this. I'm nothing like Trump when it comes to sleazy behavior. Then this is what DeSantis said. This will drive Trump crazy, too. You really want to look to people like our founding fathers, like that, what type of character? It's not saying you don't ever make a mistake in your personal life, but I think with the type of character, what type of character are you bringing up? So somebody who really set the standard is George Washington, because he always put the republic over his own personal interest. So Trump's going to say he's comparing himself to George Washington. 844-500-4242. So this was what Trump responded after he talked about I don't know anything about I don't know anything about dealing with hush money with porn stars. And then this is what Trump said, if you haven't heard it. Ron DeSanctimonious will probably find out about, and then this is all in caps, false accusations and fake stories, all caps, sometime in the future as he gets older, wiser, and better known when he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are underage, or possibly a man, exclamation point. I'm sure he will want to fight these mess fits just like I do. So he's going after him. He says he's going to go after him on Fauci. And I think this has been pretty clear that this is the way he was moving towards. Because Trump has been attacking him and saying he didn't handle COVID very well. In a series of jabs at his likely biggest Republican nominee rival, DeSantis slammed Trump over his character failings, chaotic leadership style, and for his handling of the COVID pandemic, especially in keeping controversial health chief Dr. Anthony Fauci in his post, helping to run the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Trump even awarded a Presidential Commendation Medal to Fauci in one of his last acts as president. When I asked Trump to cite specific differences between him and Trump, he said, quote, well, I think there's a few things. The approach to COVID was different. I would have fired somebody like Fauci. I think he got way too big for his britches, and I think he did a lot of damage. DeSantis also slammed Trump's chaotic, self-obsessed, and divisive management style, saying, quote, I also think just in terms of my approach to leadership, I get personnel in the government who have the agenda of the people and share our agenda. You bring your own agenda I think it's a misprint there. We're not going to have that. We're just not going to have that. So we run the government. So the way we run the government, I think, is no daily drama. Focus on the big picture and put points on the board. And I think that's something that's very important. As for the rude nicknames, DeSantis mocked, quote, I don't know how to spell that sanctimonious one. I dare say he does. Don't talk down to us deplorables, please, Governor. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it. It's long. It's got a lot of vowels. We'll go with that. That's fine. I mean, you can call me whatever you want, just as long as you also call me a winner, because that's what we've been able to do in Florida, is put a lot of points on the board and really take this state to the next level. Unquote. Until now, DeSantis has never engaged with any of Trump's regular attempts to provoke him, and he doesn't intend to make a habit of it. Quote, to me, it's just background noise, he said. It's not important for me to be fighting with people on social media. It's not accomplishing anything for the people I represent. So we really just focus on knocking out victories day after day. And if I got involved in all the undertow, I would not be able to be an effective governor. So I don't think it's something that makes sense for me. So I'll read more of this as we go along. 844-500-4242. So, I mean, Trump is also going to say, and I think there's an element of this, that, you know, this is not something Trump needs right now, you know, when he could be indicted at any minute. 844-500-4242. I just got a text from a friend of mine, and he said, I think this is what Trump wanted all along, to get DeSantis down into the gutter with him, to fight it out. Yeah, I don't think you want to start this fight the day that the day before they're going to maybe indict you. I mean, again, granted, it's a total nonsense BS charge, but still, it's a pain. As we always used to say, an indictment is always a disappointment, always, no doubt about it. And again, to repeat for the millionth time, the process is the punishment, and so Trump is being punished right now. Just having to think about this nonsense, and now he's got he's going to see it. Murdoch. This is Murdoch. This is Fox News Channel. This is all the backstabbers at Fox. That's the way he's going to see it. And again, I don't necessarily disagree with him. Not everybody at Fox hates him, obviously, but Murdoch's coming after him, and Murdoch comes at you hard. He came at Ted Kennedy pretty hard back in 1980. I remember, because I was part of the crew. 844-500-4242. I was part of the crew coming after Kerry, too, in 2004. I was handling freelance hits that year. 844-500-4242. 917. He wouldn't have won without Trump. He was losing to a crackhead. He was a gay crackhead. A gay crackhead that the FBI was chasing because he was corrupt on top of being a gay crackhead. His name was Gillum. He was the mayor of Tallahassee. I reminded him of what Trump had tweeted before that 2018 election when he won over the crackhead by 34,000 votes, which is nothing in a state the size of Florida. It's nothing in the state the size of Massachusetts, let alone Florida. This is what he said. Trump, Ron DeSantis is a brilliant young leader. Yale and then Harvard, who would make a great governor of Florida. He loves our country. He's a true fighter. DeSantis chuckled. Things have changed a little bit, I guess. It is what it is. Don't give me that Bill Belichick BS. 844-500-4242. Ted, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ted.
Hi, Howie. I'm going to need the witness protection voice changer.
Yes, the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. Once we turn on the voice changer, as it is now, you don't recognize my voice, obviously, and you won't be able to recognize Ted's either. Ted, you have immunity from persecution. Yeah.
This comment could put my life in danger, Howie. You know, the DA of New York is looking to criminalize a legal non-disclosure agreement payment.
Yes.
But how come DAs all over the country never look into the Clinton's method of silencing witnesses against them?
I know where you're going with this, Ted. There's no need to go any further. We're all familiar with the concept of Arkanside. We have no proof of that, however. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howie. To follow up on that last call, I'm worried about Trump. I mean, what's the next step when this witch hunt fails? I mean, are they going to Arkanside Trump?
I don't, you know, there's a lot of people have said, you know, he's got to be very, very careful. You know, he's got Secret Service protection. I think he's okay. But, you know, they will do anything they can to stop him. Anything. There's no question about that, Peter. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Another big day for my former slave masters at Intercon. 10 cents a share. They're going to have to do a reverse split. They were planning to do a 10-for-1 share to get it over $1, but it's really kind of a moot point, isn't it? When your share is 10 cents, you can't really do a 10-for-1 split because you have a bad day. It's under a buck again, and you're in danger of being delisted. Brother, can you spare a dime? 844-500-4242. We're to keep talking about this. Now the gloves are off. They really are. DeSantis, he's all in with the Murdoch crowd. We knew it before, but now it's official, and it's going to be all hands on deck for both sides. And you know, Trump didn't need this right now, but you know, he's been you know, itching for a fight, as my friend said in his text. You know, this is what he wanted all along, to get DeSantis into the fight with him. But I don't. You know, DeSantis picking his targets very carefully. Going after Fauci is a pretty smart way to go, I think. Because we all hate Fauci. Even Democrats hate Fauci, I think, or a huge percentage of Democrats have come to regard him as the fraud and mountebank that he is. And that's just another fancier word for fraud. Deb, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Deb.
Hi, Howie. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, enough with the cell. No, I know that thing with DeSantis is like I really didn't see that coming. But that's...
Well, it had to come eventually, you know?
I know. I'm just basically reiterating what you said with Trump. It's all about the optics, trying to humiliate him like Flynn or Peter Navarro.
Yeah.
You know, all the
Stone
administrations.
Yeah, everybody.
But you know what's very disturbing?
What's that?
You know what's disturbing is that, you see, like Facebook and stuff, there are a lot of people that believe in Biden and what a job he's doing, and I really don't know how to scratch my hair off out of my head.
This is yet another, you've given me yet another reason why I avoid Facebook like the plague. I mean, if there are people on there who think Biden is doing a great job, did you just hear him today? And you know, where he couldn't pronounce the name of the new ocean monument, and then he had no clue how to read a simple poem from this guy named Isaacson or whatever his name was. Thanks for the call, Deb. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks so much for taking my call. I just had 2 points I want to make. First, I heard a lot at the first hour. I heard a lot of new callers call, being upset. I mean, this is just a trigger. You know, the process is the punishment. We just get ready, everybody. They're going to have him perv walk. They're going to have him handcuffed. Just stay calm. Stay calm. Don't get angry. And second, you know, is my comment about Peach Fuzz DeSantis. I wish Peach Fuzz DeSantis would just keep his mouth shut and just help us out right now. We are in unprecedented times, and Peach Fuzz, where he is right now, he's in a lucky spot because everybody's fleeing to Florida, and that helped him so much. You know who's fleeing to Florida are the Republicans. You know why? Because the Republicans are usually the older crowd that have made money, gone through life, and they know what the process, they know what's happening.
Yeah. It's probably the reason Hochul is still the governor, because so many Republicans that would have elected Zeldin are down here now. We'll be back. We'll keep talking about this. I'm Howie Carr.